If you missed the show, check out the podcast.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes, Google Play, or online at thebeat925.ca.
All right, so a friend of mine needs your help this morning. He's thinking of buying his wife something for Christmas. And I'm like, are you sure you want to do this? And he's like, I think I want to buy it for her. I'm not sure how she's going to react. So I want to get your thoughts on this.
I already feel like this is a bad idea.
So he wants to buy his wife exercise equipment. Mm. All right. And she doesn't really exercise that much. She was never much like a gym rat or someone who actually exercises on a regular basis. And now he's kind of hesitant, but he's like, he's pretty sure he's going to buy it. But I kind of spoke to him over the weekend. I'm like, are you sure this is a good idea? Like, she might be seriously offended by you buying this. So I want to get some opinions on this. You can text us this morning, 9925.
We got a text that says, if it's a vacuum, don't do it. Return it. And I think that the treadmill or exercise, what are they, is it in treadmill?
It's just he wants to buy like weights. He wants to buy like a mat. Something. You know, like a whole package system thing.
If she didn't ask for it, then dump him.
That was my question. I said, did she ask for it? He's like, no.
That's the thing. Like, I'm really into working out and training. If somebody purchased something that I want surrounding my training, say someone paid for my sessions for a year or something, that would be a great gift, by the way, guys.
Dropping in.
Planting seeds here.
Wonderful gift.
Dropping in.
I'd be so happy and elated and so thankful for that. But if it's completely out of the blue and I have not expressed any want in exercising or, and even if you do express like a little like, oh, I'd like to start exercising this year, that doesn't mean go buy me a bunch of exercise equipment either. You don't want to waste your gift on something that you may or may not use.
This is why buying gifts for women is an impossible task. And I've been learning, I'm trying to learn over the last few years, you know, women love dissecting. Well, why would you get me that? Is it because I'm out of shape? Or is it because, oh, you secretly want it and you want to use it if I don't start using it? But then again, if he's just trying to surprise her, it's a shot in the dark.
And let's say, because in this case, Vinny said that she's not into exercise.
Yeah,
it's not her thing.
She
so
never
why
was.
Did why did he buy it for her then?
Because maybe in his mind, he thinks that if she gave it a shot, that she would really enjoy it, that she could benefit from it in a multitude of ways.
Not what a gift is supposed to be, though. A gift is supposed to be something that you think that somebody would like, love.
Maybe he thinks that she would like
it. No, he's thinking of her well-being, her health. He's like, oh, I want her to be in shape. But I said,
how loving is that?
I said, will she like the gift? He's like, probably not. But he's like, I care about her. I want to send that message to her that I care about her. And I was like, dude,
you can't
really
say that there's no thought that went into it. At least he thought it through and he knows why.
You know, if somebody, like, let's say you're dating someone who like drinks too much beer and your gift is you can never have beer again. Like, that it's such a backhanded like gift to say, I want you to look better and I want you to change. She might not even use it. He can't force her to use it. Like, she should be given something that means something to her.
Karina said in our text line 9925, for starters, my husband bought me a vacuum for my birthday and it was the best gift I ever got.
Yeah, but she probably asked for it. And it was probably a Dyson. They're like $1,000, those vacuums.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
amazing. Anybody would want one. I got a message from Josie, Sam's girlfriend. It says, if this equipment is Sam's idea, he's dead meat. It smells just like his kind of style, too.
It is not your idea.
I think practicality, right? It's an investment for the future. If you make use of it, it's a gift that can keep on giving. A spa day is going to last 1 hour.
Here's what I was trying to articulate with my poor comparison. It's that if the idea behind your gift is to change something about somebody, it's a bad gift.
Okay. So just indulge them, you're saying.
All right, that's what gives her.
Anne wants to chime in. Good or bad idea, Anne?
Bad idea. I was just going to text something else. She might think he's saying you're not good enough, and then she'll like vow to never exercise again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it'll backfire completely.
Right, completely. Then she'd be like, you'll never see me in a gym. Just, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have any other suggestions?
Anything else?
Yeah. A spa certificate, something she likes.
Yeah, I know. That's the easy thing to do. I guess he's trying to be creative. He's trying to think outside the box.
Maybe he could get her like his and hers workout package and they'll go together and it'll be a fun couple thing. Okay. And they can go with a trainer and whatever.
I don't know. Get her the spa. Give her some money. Give her a new purse. Yeah.
That's the easy way out, Nikki.
Right?
All right. Thank you, man, for chiming in. Appreciate it.
All right. Okay, bye.
All right. So I saved my friend because he just texted and he's like, I'm not doing it.
Thank you.
He can meet in the middle and just get her a Fitbit or something, you know?
A Fitbit.
Well, yeah. Oh. That way it's like a watch accessory and also an exercise
tool. Here, baby, you want to count your steps?
Just horrible.
Put this on your wrist. Huh?
Horrible.
This is the Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Okay, how would you guys feel about, we were just talking about coffee earlier and how long you should wait in line for a coffee. How would you feel about having to pay 25 cents for your disposable cup every time you go get a coffee?
Look, they're already making tons of profit on coffee already. That's the first thing that goes through my head. Like, it takes like 10 cents to make a cup of coffee and we're already paying $2. But I guess it's helping the environment, so people are going to be all over it, I'm sure.
I wouldn't pay for it. You wouldn't pay for it.
No.
I mean, for the price that they're charging for coffees, they should just offer environmentally friendly, you know, compostable cups, recyclable cups, stuff that doesn't really, isn't a detriment to the environment.
I know. I think what we're learning as time goes on, though, like, even the most environmentally friendly things still cause an issue and leave a footprint.
I understand that, but when you're going out to, you know, purposely buy, pay $1,000 markup on a coffee, it's because you want the convenience. It's because you don't have your travel mug with you. You just want to walk in, get your coffee. I mean,
that's a good point, right?
Yeah.
Well, there are several independent cafe owners in Montreal. They're actually meeting this week to discuss what they're calling a possible latte levy, which they're hoping there's one student in particular from McGill who's hoping to encourage these businesses to adopt this charge where you'll charge clients 25 cents for disposable coffee cups to encourage them, not because you want to make money off the cups, but to encourage them to bring their own reusable cups and sort of like get in the habit of doing that. They said that most paper cups are lined with a thin layer of plastic to make them waterproof, that you can't just
recycle them.
And you can't just use straight up cardboard. It's liquid. It's coffee, right?
Right.
Interestingly enough, though, Starbucks in the UK was the first chain to introduce a charge on single-use cups, and you get a discount if you bring your own reusable cup to Starbucks in the UK as well.
That I like.
And it seems to be working really well for them.
Yeah, use an incentive. I mean, it's like when you're at the grocery store. I mean, you don't mind paying for the plastic bag because you know you can reuse it after.
Yeah.
But a cup that you cannot reuse after, I mean, what's the point? You know?
So, Nikki, when you wait 7 minutes in that line, you're going to have to hold...
Okay, you know me, though. You know I'm not that diligent. Like, I am the sucker who's like, it's only 25 cents. What's the big deal? And then you see when it adds up at the end of the year. But I'm the person who doesn't care in the moment. So I'm going to pay for it and be like, whatever.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm, you know, I am that person for sure. But I think if it could move us, it seems ridiculous to be like, who's always going to be equipped with their mug, like with their reusable mug? But I think people have grown to become always equipped with their reusable shopping bags, which at one time we were like, who's going to remember those?
Yeah, but a shopping bag you can like bunch up and put in your back pocket. A coffee cup, you can't just walk around downtown.
I can put it in my bra.
Okay,
I don't have
a bra. So.
I can carry a good size mug right in there. So.
I've realized I'm really bad with water. Like, I bring a plastic water bottle every day, and I can just bring like a thermos and go fill it
Me
up.
Me too, but I reuse the plastic water bottle.
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, so. you don't.
No, I'm terrible. But I keep telling myself, like, bring like a little mug, you know, that you can fill up, and I never do it. So.
Yeah, that's inexcusable. I mean, you have like a travel bag that you bring to work. Yeah. Yeah, right? You can just put it right in there.
It's awful.
That's the problem right there, right?
Okay.
Cutting corners when you shouldn't be.
It's the people who get like multiple coffees a day. Like, that's going to add up at the end of a week, right? 50, 75 cents.
You're pointing figures. You're like, it's not us. It's the people who do it all the time.
The problem's out there, man.
All right, whatever.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay Podcast.
Okay, I did something on an elevator the other day, and I don't think we do it enough. So I wanted to talk to you guys about this, okay? Sam said it was making out. It's not making out. We got a text at 929-25 that said silent farts. It was also not a silent fart. No.
Those are deadly.
We should not be doing those.
They're also deadly.
None of those things. But I was on the elevator. I got on and I looked at a woman and she was wearing this like vibrant, beautiful blue scarf and a vibrant blue hat and blue framed glasses as well. So she caught my eye. So I turned my head. I looked at her, turned my head and then looked to turn back. You know how you do that sometimes, or you might see people doing it with you sometimes and you feel like you're being judged, right?
For
you're
sure.
Like, why did that person just do a double take? Like, what, is there something on my face? What's going on? So, because I'm an overthinker and I'm on there, I'm like, she totally thinks I was judging her in some way, so I have to tell her. And so I said, I love the blue on you. Like, the blue is so beautiful and vibrant. It's so nice to see that color. And she was like, oh, thank you. She said, I feel like a superhero when I put on these blue-rimmed glasses. She's like, I just feel like I can do anything.
You made her day,
yeah,
I'm sure.
And then we're leaving the elevator and she said, thank you so much for the compliment, by the way. And I was like, of course, have a great day. And it was such a like simple, small little exchange, but it made my day for sure. And I think she appreciated the compliment because she said so. But I think we're like getting out of the habit of complimenting each other. I don't think we compliment each other enough.
Especially with strangers too. I find it happens a little more with women, I find, because when I'm with my wife, like, other women literally will be in a store sometimes friends be like, oh, I love your jacket. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, you don't see men do that enough. I'm like, hey, man, nice shirt.
Yeah.
Nice jacket.
But I also think that sometimes it's easier for us to compliment other people. Like the people closest to us, we're just like, okay, I'm used to you. Mm-hmm. I already know you. You know I love you because I'm here, you know? Mm-hmm. So you don't feel like you need to do the complimenting to keep things going in a way.
Not going to lie, I'm not a big complimenter.
Oh, not a shock. Well,
gee, what a surprise.
Not a shock.
But, you know, it's like the type of thing where no news is good news. Like, if I don't say anything about you or anything bad about you, then assume that it's all good.
But that's not how people walk around.
I get that, and I'm learning. But, you know, I'll compliment.
I don't think you've ever complimented me.
Well, I compliment you behind your back. Like, I'm a behind-the-back complimenter. No, there is. I'll boast about people behind their backs, and you know, because I'm speaking highly of them, but I don't feel like I necessarily have to say it to their face.
Mm.
But that's kind of why I also hate elevators. Like, I mean, the fact that we have to...
And I tend to be an over-complimenter.
You guys are on two different ends of the spectrum.
I know. I'm working on it. I try not to do it too much.
Like, Vinny might as well not compliment me because when he does, I don't believe him. If I'm like, Vinny, do I look fat in this? He's going to be like, you look great,
yeah,
no matter what.
Don't ask me that. Look, it makes you feel good, though, right? A nice little compliment once in a while?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. But there's one type of compliment that apparently you should never give.
All right, we're getting texts and calls. Leslie's on the phone. Are you a complimenter, Leslie?
Very much so. I like to compliment people all the time. I work in the public. I work at a bank, so it comes easy.
How are you at receiving compliments?
A little shy.
Why do we do that? I think that's women too, right? Mm. Like women
it
do
is.
It. I think Vinny, you love a good compliment.
Yeah,
you're like,
know.
You say
Why
thank
not?
You.
Yeah.
You say
yeah.
thank you.
Bring it on.
Yeah, but you're right. Somebody says like, I like your dress and I'm like, oh, it's so cheap or, oh, I just.
I know, exactly.
It was only, it's so old.
I've had it for 100 years.
I've had it for 100, oh, it's old. I had nothing else to wear today. Like we just downplay everything.
Just take
it's
it.
It's awful, eh?
Yeah, it is awful.
I'm trying. I'm really trying hard to just accept and smile and say thank you.
It's because a lot of times when people give you a compliment, they expect one in return. And even if they don't say that, you can say,
no, that's not true.
No, it's common courtesy to return a compliment. No. And if I have nothing good to say, I'm just stuck saying thanks. No. And then it's even more awkward, you know?
Yeah, you do kind of feel like, but...
But Leslie, you don't give compliments because you're expecting one in return.
Ew. No.
But it would be nice to get one.
No, I don't know what you're
Leslie,
doing.
You sound super nice. You sound
Thanks,
super
guys.
Nice. You have a great voice.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leslie.
I could give up banking and go into radio.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Leslie.
Have a super day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, a lot of people are texting. They're saying the same thing. They're like, I can't take compliments. I love giving them, but I can't receive them. So we all need to practice that. When somebody compliments you, just saying thank you.
That's it. One person said, I compliment my cat a lot, but could do more with humans. Whoever you want to compliment.
Your cat, I suppose. So it's been proven that compliments can lift moods, improve engagement with tasks, enhance learning, and increase persistence as well. And giving compliments is actually arguably better than receiving them. Just as giving gifts, like same thing. So you're getting probably more benefits than the person you're complimenting when you give a compliment, which is cool. But there is a catch, okay? Compliments have got to be genuine to work. And if they're not genuine, you have to be so convincing and such a great liar that the other person doesn't suspect that you're not telling the truth.
Am I not convincing enough? Is that my problem? I see where we're going. Okay, Nikki, you look great. That's a beautiful shirt you're wearing today.
See, you don't care about that. Is not genuine.
No? Well, it's because I had to come up with that on the spot. Sam, your beard looks really well trimmed today. You look kind of clean, nice and groomed.
I know it does. Yeah. I take pride in my beard.
Okay, this has just got awkward.
Plus, his beard looks a little shaggy today. Yeah.
Right? A little extra shaggy.
We all should compliment a little more, okay?
Compliment, just make sure they're genuine. If you find that one thing that you genuinely feel, you know, if you notice somebody's shirt or shoes or pants or jacket and you really like it, say it for sure, but don't go around there with your fake compliments.
The Vinny and Nikki Replay.
Subscribe now on iTunes and Google Play.
And listen to Vinny and Nikki in the morning weekdays starting at 5:30.
On Montreal's Perfect Mix. The Beat 92.5.